This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Turds list. It is Thursday. That's coming up just a bit. We'll see where...
Did Ron make it?
He goes there. Nah.
No 6-10 team members this week.
I'll be damned. You must have been busy not listening to other shows.
No, man.
There's a lot of turdish behavior out there.
I didn't do my job.
A lot of turds floating around.
I didn't do my job well enough this week. You know, Tyler likes to put people on the list sometimes for doing good. You know, like the Warriors.
Well, that's what makes it good. That's what makes it Tyler's turds.
It's his list, baby.
Not just any turd. Not just any old turd floating around the bowl. This is Tyler's turds.
It is Tyler's turds. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Tyler's got a different diet, so they're different turds.
They are different turds. Yep.
Little monster. little monster. Very solid. Very little solid food and monsters.
And a lot of beef jerky.
A lot of dirty water.
Yeah,
that too.
And tenders.
Couple tenders.
Buffalo.
Tender and a half.
Tender and a half and two fries.
Buffalo.
And then eat a tender and a half belt.
Man. Hey, as he's asking for it to go, plate.
Shut the hell up.
Hey, can I get a to-go box?
I will admit, Tyler does make me consciously eat slower. Let me slow down here, man. I've pieced through half this thing already. He's taking a bite. He sets it down for 15 minutes where he gets to his next bite.
Ron said his digestion
is probably great the way he's able to let it run through.
Ron said he eats a tender and a half.
We went to that SaberCast game the other day. I had about six buddies when a regiment over with us. But anyway, one of my boys I played high school ball with. Anyway, I mean, he's built well, thicker dudes, you know. And I had forgotten he'd had that gastric bypass. Mm. So. I mean, he orders normal, right? Kind of like you say your mom does. Orders with his eyes.
Yeah, then knows, and we know we about to fill up the fridge.
Right. I look over there and he's getting to go. I mean, he ain't even a third of his plate. I mean, he's a good sized dude. Like, I mean, he's big dude. I'm like,
yeah.
In my mind, I'm thinking, why is he doing that, man? I ain't hung out with my boy in a minute. Why is he doing that? And then we get to the deal, and we walk in, we start eating crawfish and drinking beer. He's like, hey, man, y'all got to realize, man, I got half the stomach I used to have. I can't do this. I said, oh, damn. You over here eating like Tyler, getting a to-go plate at Twin Peaks with two-thirds of your damn meal on there.
I do like Tyler will open up the box again.
Nibble on it throughout the night?
If you're sitting there long enough, yeah, he will open up. He will open up the box again and do that. All right, Tyler, we need you in on this as well. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch text line can roll through on this too, because I just want to get a gauge right now. As we are, was it May 1st, we're sitting here, and I just remember this time last year. Now, Tyler, you tell me if I'm wrong. You've been here and a fan longer than hell, both of us, as someone being in this city around the Texans for the last several years. I said it, I felt it last year, going into training camp, going into the season. Last year was the most anticipated and excited Texans fans were going into a season.
Yeah.
Right, coming off of C.J. Stroud and finding out who he was, surprisingly winning the division and then winning a playoff game and then losing to Baltimore and then all the additions that they've made, bringing in Diggs. I remember after they brought in Hunter, they brought in Alshire, they brought in Joe Mixon. Then Diggs came. I remember I said, Houston, you have a Super Bowl contender. Remember we said that. Never got a promo made out of it, but I remember you said that.
I'll never forget.
Houston, you got a Super Bowl contender. Felt that way. Thought like, hey, this is a team that has really, it feels like, has all the pieces to compete with the top of the AFC. And if you have that, then you're a Super Bowl contender. And I think a lot of people could not wait till the season started. Could not wait. Looked at the schedule. Could not wait for these games. And really, really were thinking, not, you know, sometimes you got to, Texas fans know this. As a Chiefs fan, I have done this before. Patrick Mahomes, a Kane. Squint yourself to get into the Super Bowl. You know, like, well, you know what? If Brian Hoyer really, like, if he could get up here turnover free, or if we could stay injury free, and it, like, you squint your eyes. No, I don't think there was a squinting of the eyes at this point. It feels like last year many people thought, hey, we got a shot. Where's the level right now? What's the excitement level / anticipation going into this season? It feels to me that it's different than going into last season. We talked about this, but where are fans at? I just want to get a gauge on where people are on their anticipation and excitement going into next year.
I think it's a similar excitement level, not quite as high, similar excitement level. And I say that just because, man, this is, to me at least, this is still a brand new feeling, having a franchise quarterback. So this new feeling with that, that comes with that, like, I feel like I'm going to be pretty damn excited to a degree before week one every year, as long as C.J. Stroud's playing football at a high level. That being said, I think the main difference between going into last season and right now in this offseason is there's also, I think, a lot of anxiety, a lot of anxiousness with Texans fans as far as this offense goes. The new play caller, the disappointment it was last year whenever you were going into that year with that three-headed monster. I think there's some anxiousness to see what this offense actually does on the football field.
Yeah, I think the excitement level's down significantly.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yeah, it feels like it is.
Well,
I think it's
a natural decline. I think when you win, you know, that you're no longer the dysfunctional organization that jumped out of the gutter and now you're competing with the big dogs. You've won 10 games 2 years in a row. You've been to the second round of the playoffs 2 years in a row. The expectations are to do what you've been doing and more. And so I think You know, it's old hat to be in the gutter. You're already up there. You're dancing. Like, that's old news, right? So I think the excitement level is less because they've had success, and I think the excitement level is less because they're not as talented on the offensive side of the football. When I say talented, there's no Steph Diggs coming in. Joe Mixon is already here. You know, like I said, the Dalton Schultz, paying him $12 million a year and keeping him here last offseason, hell, I got excited about it. You know, it's that excitement's not there. Laremy Tunsil is gone. Stephon Diggs is gone. Tank Dell appears to be gone for a chunk of the season. Like, you felt like last year you had the dudes, and it was new enough to where you still were excited about being on the upswing. Now you're here, and you don't have those dudes. You haven't had those moves. And so I think the excitement level, the expectations, the excitement are they've leveled off, to say the least.
Next line come through. I got a lot more questions than I did last year.
Yeah, well,
that's very fair.
Well, I'll tell you what's keeping me, and I tend to look at things through my fan lens is a little bit more as a former player, and whether that's accurate or not or fair or not is up to you. But that's kind of how I view things, and the fact that I don't know as a fan right now if they did or they didn't fix their biggest problem, which was pass protection, really, which was overall offensive line play. I don't know if they fixed their problem. I know they're less talented. And the guy that's calling the shots, we're back to square one with a guy that's never done it before. All of that, as a fan, I'm ready. I'm preparing myself to I'm trying not to get excited and over my expectations to be more realistic with this group.
Because, see, last year my thought was, and we talked about it, like, they can get on the field and they can compete and roll with the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Bengals at the time coming into last year thinking they were the Bills, right? The hell, we had thought they passed up the Bills when we looked at a lot of the moves and the changes the Bills made. I don't go into it with that thought anymore. I go into it as almost they're in the kind of the group below that and trying to build to that. From the text line still coming through, I'm hella excited, more on the defensive side of the ball now, but not quite Super Bowl yet. I'm AFC championship excited. I'm excited, but won't get my hopes up too high. See, that's it. People were getting their hopes up.
Yeah.
But people were like, no, my hopes are up. I am ready. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, we want the best in the league.
Yeah, well, that is the one thing about the way this team is built is your head coach is a defensive-minded guy, one of the best schemers, play callers in the game, and he is absolutely loaded on the defensive side of the ball, absolutely loaded. Now, in today's game, can you be a defense? Like, it's one thing to have a good, great defense in today's game. Can you be one-sided, that one-sided? Yeah. Is it fair to ask C.J. Stroud to carry so much of the burden on the offensive side of the ball? Do other guys step? Does the offensive line step up and protect him and make this a full, a well-rounded football team? Or are we still having to overcome shortcomings? That's the question. But there ain't no doubt about this defense now. I mean, you want to talk about a reason to get excited?
That's
D'Amico with this group and what he can do scheme-wise. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. All right, coming up, Tyler's Turds list. We will hear what he has there.